Blog Talk Radio.
Song in honor of Corey, because she can't be here right now.
We miss you, Miss Corey.
That's right. So when you see that girl, you best back up, because Corey's on a mission today.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. We love you, Corey.
Love you, Corey. You know she's like, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill them.
Just remember, she can't slap us through the internet.
That's true. I have to behave today, don't I? Dang.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is morning time. We got to behave. I've been a little bit off of it recently. I've dropped a couple of F-bombs and a couple of other things.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to do that because normally I'm the potty mouth. Yeah.
I don't even remember. There was some story a couple of days ago that had me going. I was all upset. All right, so how are you, Miss Snow?
I'm tired, yeah.
This whole time change is just bull crap,
right?
Man.
I
don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I like the whole fall back thing better, where you gain an hour.
Yes, you stole an hour from me, you stingy bastages.
Stingy? Stingy bastages. That's a nice way of doing it. You want to go first or me?
I can go first. I can go first. I've got...
Put your thing down.
All right, so I'm going to pull this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Stupid people. And you know I love my stupid stories. Stolen PlayStation 3 connects suspect to Las Vegas murder. All right. A man who stole some items of little value and murdered the man that owned them thought he got away with the crime after allegedly shooting the man in the head. A Las Vegas man named Patrick Wilcox sold some of the items he stole at a local pawn shop. Hey, stupid, that was dumb. But police say that one thing that may have uncovered the crime was a stolen PlayStation 3. The suspect stole it along with some video games and other items not mentioned in the report. But when the serial numbers from the stolen console surfaced at a local pawn shop, the shop owner was able to lead police to the man that sold it to him. The murder was originally thought to be the result of a fatal fire. That's what fire crews responding to the fire on Del Mar Street on February 25th concluded. So the guy almost could have gotten away with it, but he got stupid. But a subsequent autopsy revealed that the victim, James LaSella, had been shot in the head and his body had been decomposing long before the fire ran through his condo. Police also found out that 42-year-old Patrick Wilcox had taken LaSella's debit card and car keys. Wilcox is currently being held at Clark County. All right, yeah, he's being held at the Clark County Detention Center on murder and robbery charges. What do you want to bet? He gets less time in the slammer than the guys over at Mega Upload.
I don't doubt it.
That's just crap. That's just total, utter crap.
You know, it's just amazing to me because it wasn't like he was that smart to begin with. I mean, committing a murder like that, come on.
You killed somebody for a PlayStation 3, some car keys, and their debit card? Come on. If I'm going to kill somebody, there's going to be, like, millions in it for
right?
me. Yeah, I'm not going to put my freedom and the rest of my life at risk to kill you over nothing. Trust me, I don't hate you that hard.
Exactly. That was my point. He's not that smart to begin with, so him making that mistake to get caught just kind of like was like the icing on the cake kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I hope you can reach your ankles, Mr.
That was her, Corey. That wasn't me. That was her.
I love you, Corey.
Oh, yeah.
6 minutes into the show, I broke it.
You know, it's going to be blamed on me. They're going to say I'm a bad influence. It's not me. Totally not me.
Totally, totally a bad influence. Totally.
Totally not me.
Totally a bad influence, yes.
All right, so are you ready for some controversy?
I am ready for some controversy.
So EA, with their whole, you know, you've heard of the Mass Effect 3 controversy?
Mm-hmm.
So they responded to it, basically.
Oh, yeah? What'd they finally say?
Here's what happened. So BioWare had repeatedly denied that the Mass Effect 3 DLC, called From Ashes, was already available on the disc.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a player has found proof that this was not the case, and the DLC character could be unlocked by easily modifying the PC version of the game.
Wow.
So EA released a statement saying that it's not a new practice and that they've done that before with Zaid and Kasumi in Mass Effect 2 to ensure proper integration, which, you guys, that doesn't make it better.
No. Integration for what? Integration into your horrible Origin platform that's complete crap and that tracks everything I do? Thanks. Love that. That's nice.
Yeah. There's a video out about it, and they have responded to the video by saying this. From Ashes is a 600 megabyte plus download with all new content, including the mission on Eden Prime, new dialogue options and the conversation with Javik, new cinematics and the Prothean weapon, and new appearances for all squad members. All of the above content was completed while the main game was in certification and are not available on the disc. As stated previously, in order to seamlessly integrate Javik into the core campaign, certain framework elements and character models needed to be put on disc. We did something similar with Zaid and Kasumi in Mass Effect 2. Now, so they're saying, basically, their whole defense is they have a little bit of the DLC on the disc, but
uh-huh.
not everything, and that it needed to be on the disc in order to integrate the game fully, which is a bunch of bull malarkey.
So they released a game that wasn't ready? Is that what they're saying? A game that wasn't put together?
I think that's the gist of it. There's a little bit more, though. Please note that you have to download approximately 500 megabytes of data to get the From Ashes content, which means that only the DLC character was available in the main game. His mission and dialogues are not available. This seems to be a really interesting issue that is difficult to take sides. Earlier, Christina Norman, who used to work at BioWare, had defended the day one DLC practice at GDC. She said, "There's no point in releasing DLC a year after your game has come out when most people have already sold the game back and stopped three times." Which I can kind of understand that, but still, it doesn't look good, guys, to have a DLC come out the exact same day of your game. The least you could do.
Well, yeah, or maybe, you know, if you put more content on those discs, I don't mind playing the game for 3 hours, but that's all you give me is 3 hours worth of gameplay. I have to tell you, that is a one sitting thing for me. I will run through it
right?
from start to finish in that just one day. I'm not a, you know, 30 minutes here and 30 minutes there. No. Most gamers are going to be like us. We are going to sit there for 2 or 3 hours and play.
Especially if the game is one that we've been looking forward to, and we're actually enjoying it, because a lot of people say they've enjoyed Mass Effect 3, except for this whole controversy. And if they enjoy the game, they're not going to get up for hours.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When I first got Dragon Age, I think I beat it the first day, because I played nonstop for like 12 hours.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God, yes. I get games, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
One weekend is the least Saturdays, all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me, don't text me, because I am not talking to you, and I'm not texting you back. Yes, thank you. And if you continuously text me, why are you not talking? Why are you not replying? Are you mad? I'm gaming.
Don't ever come between a gamer and their game. I'm just saying.
True story. That will get you cut.
Right? Cut with a quickness.
I may have to make an exception to the you need to be worth millions for me to kill you thing. Get in between me and my games. That's a whole other story.
Oh.
All right.
I see you on Twitter blaming stuff on me.
I thought I was going to sneak that by. All right. It's my go again.
Yes, ma'am.
Tales of Graces F is now available for the PlayStation 3. In North America. Yay! Okay, I will totally admit I've not heard anything about this, so bear with me.
Yeah, so keep going.
Namco Bandai Games today released Tales of Graces F for the PlayStation 3. Tales of Graces F combines lush animated graphics, a dramatic storyline, and an exciting real-time battle system into a sprawling epic for fans of the Tales of series and Japanese RPGs. Tales of Graces F brings the renowned and beloved Tales of series to the PlayStation 3 system for the first time in North America. Set amidst the conflict of three kingdoms competing for planetary dominance, the story follows Asbel, Lance, and his friends as they come to discover just how far they will go to protect the bonds of friendship between them in a quest that stretches beyond their comprehension. Is that the way most quests go?
Yeah.
I thought so. All right, Carlson Choi, or Kwai, anyways, Vice President of Marketing for Namco Bandai, says the tale of series, strong characters, captivating stories, and signature real-time battle system have earned it some Namco Bandai games' most diehard fans. Tales of Graces F continues with that tradition, and we are excited for those fans to help us foster and grow the community for the Western market. The combat system lets the players freely change attack styles depending on the battle situation. The characters can fight with two different attacking styles, and the new combat system is easier to control while simultaneously adding new levels of tactical depth. Tales of Graces F will include... I'm sorry, I'm trying to, not read the boring stuff. Tales of Graces F will include special character costumes and accessories. Oh, this is post-launch DLC, so they're already working on a DLC. Nice. Didn't we just gripe about this?
Yeah, we just got about that. Oh, my gosh. Come on, people.
Hey, right, so you can outfit your party with fashionably cool clothes based on past Tales of games and various themes. Certain costumes will give characters stat boosts and access to classic Tales of battle music when they are equipped, giving players that extra edge in battle. All right, so it's going to be released sometime this summer 2012 with an exclusive day one edition of the game set to include bonuses for European fans only. It's going to be rated T for teens, ESRB, and carries an MSRP of $59.99, which then you're going to end up having to pay, $20 more to get the DLC that's going to be out the next day? So, about $70-$80.
I'm trying to get on the whole DLC bandwagon. I really am. But it just annoys me that they put out games and then, a week later or 2 weeks later, they put out DLC. Couldn't you just add that on to the freaking game?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I already have the game, why am I paying for more stuff?
Better yet, give me the first DLC free.
Yeah.
After that, I'll probably buy the next ones, but that first DLC, when it's the next day, really, really
Or the
irritates.
Same day?
Or the same day, irritates me. Because I just bought your game, and you're telling me there's already more content that I'm going to have to pay to play? No. You give me that first DLC, I'll buy the rest. Thanks.
I agree.
I just paid you $60 for your game of 3 hours that was meh.
Oh, and apparently we're getting cut.
I didn't do it!
Or just announced that on Twitter, we're being cut. Anyway, moving on. I have some more kind of juicy stuff. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You may have already talked about this, but I haven't talked about this, so I'm going to talk about it now. As soon as I clear my throat. Let me clear my throat. Okay, anyway. So, apparently, former Sony executive Phil Harrison has joined Microsoft.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's mm-hmm. kind
of... Talk about a little stingy. That's going to sting. So, Microsoft has apparently hired former Sony Computer Entertainment executive Phil Harrison to lead Microsoft Studios Europe. Specifically, Harrison joins the Interactive Entertainment Business, IEB, leadership team as corporate vice president with an emphasis on growing the division's European business. Microsoft emphasized that he will not be filling the creative director vacancy left by Peter Molyneux, hope that's how you say that, who revealed last week that he was leaving Lionhead and Microsoft. The dude's role as Lionhead studio manager is being filled by Lionhead COO Mark Webley. And this is what Harrison is saying. He says, I'm excited to be joining the senior team at Microsoft at a pivotal time for our industry. I'm really impressed with the company's long-term vision for growing the market for interactive entertainment globally and also with the incredible wealth of talent, technology, and resources the company has available to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently brings 25 years of games industry experiences to his new role. He served at Sony Computer Entertainment where he had various senior executive positions within the company, most recently as president of Worldwide Studios. After leaving Sony, Harrison joined the board of Infogrames as president of Atari. Most recently, Harrison co-founded and served as a general partner of Lennon Venture Partners, LLP. He will continue continue to serve as a special advisor there. Now, that's a little stingy right there, that somebody that used to work for your rival is now, is, you know, that somebody that used to work for Sony is now working for their rival. That's kind of...
Yeah.
That hurts.
What did you do to... What did you do to tick them off that hard?
Right?
All right. So, what
actually,
we got?
My question is, don't they have some sort of blurb in a contract that says they can't work for rivals or something?
You would think they would, but maybe they found a way out of that.
Or maybe the time limit just went out because it has a time limit on it.
Oh, that is true. That could be. That could very well be. Ooh, more layoffs. Man, this year's not going good for business in the gaming community. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Layoffs hit South Park RPG team. More at Obsidian. Joystick is reporting that Obsidian Entertainment has laid off a number of employees this week. Though the exact number of affected employees was not clear as of the writing. The news comes from Obsidian's official forums and an unnamed tipster who sent them the following information. So what'd they say? They said, another project canceled, this time for a future next-gen project, and the layoffs impacted that team, plus the existing South Park team. Approximately 20 to 30 people from all disciplines, including one person who started yesterday, oh, that hurts, as well as one who started last week. The forum post in question offers further evidence of layoffs from various sources, including altered LinkedIn profiles of former employees and tweets from former staff. So who all was lost? It looks like graphic designer Jason Serrano, so he's up for grabs, people. Level designer Denny McMurray, another one. And junior character artist J.D. Sorensi. Obsidian has not confirmed the layoffs, and they say they will continue to follow the story as it develops, and, of course, so will we. So stay tuned. Gamer Girls Radio. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! We sound so excited.
We do. Yay!
Yay!
That's a sarcastic one. Yay.
I didn't do it, Corey. Stop saying you're going to cut me.
It's all her fault, man. All of it.
It is
all
of it. All her fault. She raised us wrong.
She did. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to get cut.
Okay, and apparently, that's not nice. Jay Dukes is blaming me, too. Anyway, all right. So we all know about Australia's crazy banning practices, right?
They ban
everything. Everything and anything. Apparently, Mortal Kombat has been banned in Australia again.
Again? Did they just get that approved?
Yeah.
I don't know, 2-3 months ago?
And this article is kind of funny. It's off of dig.com. It starts out as, you'd think a country full of terrifying creatures would have better things to do than tell people they can't play a silly fantasy fighting game. But apparently not. The reboot of Mortal Kombat was denied a classification by Australia's Board of Prudes. I agree, they are all prudes. So Warner Brothers figured, since they were releasing it for the PS Vita, what the hell, let's submit it again. After all, the tinier screen has a less in the violence, right? Not according to Australian authorities.
Nice.
This is what Kotaku reported. Last year's Mortal Kombat reboot was never released on console in Australia because it exceeded the country's MA15+ rating. Without an adults-only rating down under, the game couldn't be put on shelves. Access denied. With the game getting a later release on the PlayStation Vita, though, publishers Warner Brothers figured they'd try their luck and resubmit Mortal Kombat for classification. They didn't make any change to the title's violence. They just hit the resubmit button. And apparently Australia didn't like that, so they said that you're banned again. You're not allowed in here. It's just funny. It's just hilarious to me that Australia doesn't actually have an adult rating for video games. Is your country full of children? Do children run your country? Because I'm pretty sure adults are there too.
Exactly. But you know what gets me is this country doesn't allow adult video games. But they do have a prostitute industry. They have all sorts of porn, this, that, the other. But video games? No, we're sorry. That's too violent for us. So, yeah, your standards mm-hmm. are kind of warped because, you know, public sex, free sex, all that, or sorry, not free sex, sex for sale. That's fine.
Sex should always be
care.
Free. I'm just saying, know what? We totally need to get back to I forgot we're not on Thursday's show. I thought sex was really bad stuff.
Tomorrow night, we can have that conversation. All right. I hate me some Angry Birds. I really...
Oh, my God. It's obnoxious.
Really hate me some Angry Birds, but I have to read this. All right. So, Yahoo News in the text section. Unlock secret Angry Birds level when you stand up to cyberbullying.
Ugh.
Yeah. Rovio has teamed up with MTV in the social game maker's first effort to drive social change. Angry Birds Space, players will unlock a secret golden egg level when they support MTV's A Thin Line campaign, which fights... Oh, my
sorry.
God!
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm drinking soda. Go ahead. Sorry.
Which fights digital abuse, bullying, and discrimination. We know how big the game has become and the way people are engaging with it, says Jason Rozetka, MTV VP of Public Affairs, told Mashable, we saw this as a place we could really connect with young people. All right, so how do you get to it? You'll receive a hint to access the secret level when you post a positive action on MTV's Draw Your Line app. A positive action can be anything such as pledging to step in when you witness online bullying, changing your email and social media passwords, and spreading A Thin Line resources on Twitter and Facebook. Yay for spam! Some 1 million young people have joined MTV's A Thin Line campaign to date. The Draw the Line app at the heart of MTV's campaign plots the positive steps youth commit to on a map of the U.S. The map lets you see which regions are most active and connect with other campaigns near you. All right, so the joint promotions are going to begin March 22nd, so that's in a couple of days. The day Angry Birds Space launches and run through April. MTV will promote the campaign with an Angry Birds PSA promoting being an upstander rather than a bystander. When you witness bullying, beginning the same day. All right, so the PSA will run on all MTV properties in North America, Latin America, Europe, Asia, and Africa. Oh, and I just saw who signed in. We didn't do it! We didn't do it. What's that? What's that? All right, so Angry Birds, while I still hate you and I want your game to die in a fire and I please don't launch it in space. It's one thing to infiltrate our own planet with it and, just ruin it. Let's not ruin the galaxy with your game, thanks.
You know, actually, I have to kind of give them some kudos. I like the idea of what they're doing. Being against bullying, I'm all for that. Being a former teacher, I can honestly tell you I have seen more bullying in my time than I am very proud of, and I was not able to jump in all the time because sometimes the guys are bigger than me. I'm not kidding. And I've actually jumped in a few times that I got talking to about my boss, told me not to do that because he didn't want me to get hurt. But anti-bullying, I'm all for that. I love the whole premise behind this particular thing you're doing, but I can't stand the game.
Yeah, the game can go away, go very, very, very far away.
Yeah, I hate the game, but kudos for what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on ya.
Mm-hmm. Good on ya, but I don't want to be involved.
Yes.
But I have some exciting news.
What do you got?
Oh, we might have somebody. We're in trouble.
She's trying to join.
Okay, here we go. Hold on, people. Hold on.
I don't know what you guys are up to over there, but I am on the freeway and my phone is dinging and I am panicking because I don't know what you two are doing. Who got something on them? What is going on?
We're not doing anything.
We're
totally.
Good.
Y'all are not stripping during the news, are you?
No, not yet, but that's a good idea.
Wait, we were supposed to wear clothes?
I'm going to need pictures.
Did we lose her? Colby?
Possibly.
Oh, we lost her. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read my exciting announcements.
Oh, what you got?
I'm excited.
Yay! Okay.
So anyone who's been listening to the show lately knows that I am in love with Star Wars The Old Republic, right?
Yes.
Love it. Apparently, they're having a weekend pass.
Yay! That's awesome.
I know, because I guess a lot of people are kind of still stinging from the whole Star Wars Galaxy debacle.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to get people to come in. And this is from their official page. Okay, so are you ready to invite a friend to play SWTOR, Star Wars The Old Republic? I know a lot of people who want to check it out, but we only got a few friend trials. So here's the official news announcement. Listen up. It says, today we are excited to announce the Star Wars The Old Republic Weekend Pass free trial. Now, for a limited time, you will be able to live out your very own Star Wars saga with thousands of other players for free. I'm trying not to burp again on air. This soda is killing me. With the Star Wars The Old Republic Weekend Pass free trial, individuals who don't already have a previously active Star Wars Old Republic account will be allowed to see a portion of what the game has to offer free of charge with no payment method required for up to 4 days. And I got to tell you, if you see a portion of it, you're going to want more. I'm warning you now. Individuals who take part in the Weekend Pass will be able to experience the opening adventures of each of the 8 character classes in the game, exploring both their origin world and their faction's capital world. Additionally, Weekend Pass players will have the chance to face off against other players in PvP or join up with friends and play through a couple of early faction-specific flashpoints in the game. And a flashpoint is kind of like a dungeon, in essence. Yeah. The Weekend Pass free trial opens Thursday, March 15th at midnight,
mm-hmm.
And closes, or midnight Central Standard Time, I should say, and ends on Monday, March 19th at 2 a.m. Central Standard Time. So you actually have quite a bit of time. You can actually go to www.StarWarsTheOldRepublic.com/weekendpass, and then come back on the 15th, create your account, download the game, and begin your free trial. If you have questions, you can visit their Weekend Pass FAQ. It's really, really exciting. I'm so super. You have no idea. I love this game. Like I've said, I've loved a lot of games before. I know. But this one is different because you have like 8 very unique storylines that go throughout all of your levels. I'm not even kidding. Like not just the first 10. You know how like in some games you have this storyline that lasts like the first 10 levels and then you're off on whatever. This has an ongoing storyline throughout all of the levels. You have a companion you can drag around with you. You have the option to have socialization with your companion. You have socialization with other players. You have all of this other, just like, it's just like so much going on. I love this game. It's super fun.
That does sound awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We both played the beta, and that was kind of meh. Kind of reminded me of, wow, I don't know. I've been playing Aeon again, so that's fun. All right, what do we got?
Okay.
Dribble Physics is released today for Windows Phone. Yay!
Yay!
Dribble Physics detonates onto a Windows Phone near you today, courtesy of Microsoft Game Studios. Dribble Physics is a physics-based puzzler where you demolish buildings made out of gerbils with explosives. Really? Gerbil buildings. All right, so our game mission statement is to try to capture the visceral pleasure of kicking down a sandcastle. Alternatively, you can think boom blocks meets lemmings with explosives on your Windows Phone, or even just adorable destruction. I like adorable destruction.
You are adorable destruction.
Oh, that is so cute. I love snow. Mwah, mwah, mwah. All right, so we got a couple of features. Engaging, destructive gameplay featuring huge explosions and cute flying gerbils. State-of-the-art physics engine ensures that gerbils respond to your explosives exactly as real gerbils might. Really, is there blood and guts everywhere? That's what I want to know, because that'll make it even better. Cunning puzzles spanning 72 enthralling demolition sites, with more sites to follow. Gorgeous and charming art design, intuitive touch interface, Xbox Live achievements reward your clever insights, and top the leaderboards and dominate your friends. Yay, we like being dominated by friends. Anyway, so, Gerbil Physics again, it's released today on the Windows Phone. I do not seem to have a price, so I don't know what to tell
you. Oh, you have a price, baby.
Yes. All right, but I do have a trailer and everything for you up on GameMatrix.com this morning. Head over there and check it out.
All right, I'm bringing Boss Lady back in. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, it says she's busy. Answer the phone. Yeah, she's busy. I'll try again in a minute. All right. So that's exciting, right?
Yes, totally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You do it. Point at me. Don't you point at me?
Yes, you did. You totally did. It's all your fault.
No, totally wasn't me.
Totally was your fault. Anyway, I have something a little more exciting. Have you ever seen Star Trek?
Yes. Am I a geek? Yes.
Am I a geek? Yes. You know the holodeck, right? I've always wanted the holodeck.
Yes. Dude, yes, I want a holodeck.
I so do. Well, apparently, Stanford University's Virtual Human Interaction Lab is coming close to that.
No.
I'm excited.
That's awesome.
I am excited.
Well, I figured they were going to have to because Japan has that whole digital pop star chick mm-hmm. that everybody's all raving about. So I figured they were going to be close to a holodeck.
Oh, no. Well, this is better. Check it out.
Okay.
Apparently, this is supposed to be like the future of gaming, which, oh my God, I would pee myself if I got to do this. But anyway. So Stanford University's Virtual Human Interaction Lab, or VHIL for short, has done some impressive things with virtual reality. Their multi-sensory room features state-of-the-art multi-camera body tracking, a high-definition 3D head-mounted display, and a speaker setup that delivers both spatialized sound and haptic feedback.
Wow.
That sounds like nerd heaven.
That does. Haptic feedback. Oh, no.
I just want to go just, like, do stuff. Just walk around. Be like, hey, I've been virtual space. Okay, anyway.
Yes. Somebody's going to make a porn game out of that.
Oh, dude, I would be totally on top of that, literally. All right. So,
literally, she would be on top of that.
I would be on top of it, under it, in front of it. Anyway, back to the story. I think this may be more of Thursday's topic. Anyway, while the VHIL is more interested in the academic benefits of virtual reality than the recreational ones, it's easy to see that the lab's $1 million setup has a portent of gaming's future, which I agree. It's unlikely that Sony and Microsoft's next generation offerings would be anywhere near this complex, given the expense and design difficulties that are involved. But a holodeck-style gaming experience might be far closer than you'd think. In fact, the core technologies used at the VHIL already have a consumer-ready gaming analogs. The Wii's hardware has been capable of accurate head tracking for years. Microsoft Kinect can detect full-body movement in real time. While neither option may be quite as accurate as high-end solutions, they're both pretty darn impressive. I'm censoring myself there. They're pretty darn impressive for the budget price tags. With the Wii U unveiled and rumors swirling that the next Xbox will feature a greatly improved Kinect, it's easy to see that Microsoft and Nintendo intend, at least to some degree, to head down the virtual reality path, which I'm excited about.
Yay!
Sony, for their part, has already released a head-mounted 3D display, though it's certainly too costly to make it into standard console setup, at least for the time being, but you know it's always going to come down in price. Because, like, CD players, when they first came out, were, like, $600. It's conceivable that a handy homebrewer could throw together a competitive virtual reality gaming setup for well under $3,000. And with Moore's Law and subsidized hardware on our hands, we're really just a few years and a corporate push away from making these sort of gaming experiences just as accessible and affordable as motion control is today. And you better believe, if they come out with a porn game, I'm playing it.
Yes, it's going to be hot. Haptic feedback, baby. It's all like tactile. That's awesome. All right, so there is a glitch in Xbox achievements, and some people are really, 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 really mad about this.
Oh, I heard about this. Ooh.
I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Glitch causes Xbox achievements and gamer score to disappear for some users. Yeah,
ouch.
There are going to be some PO'd people.
Ooh, right, I need to check mine. It might be mine.
Oh, no. I figured, you know what? You got hacked, and then your score is gone.
I know. Oh, I'll be so angry.
This morning, Eurogamer ran a report on a number of users complaining that their Xbox 360 achievements and gamer scores were mysteriously being wiped. As you can imagine, users were emailing them and other outlets frantically detailing their losses and how they had contacted Xbox Live support. The problem apparently now has a solution after two updates to the original story. But we thought you should know how the whole situation came to light in the first place. One user who wrote to Eurogamer explained the situation best. Says, I turned on my Xbox this morning and booted Mass Effect 2, got an achievement, hit the guide button to check out what, and then I discovered that my gamer score had been reset to zero. I've been subscribed to Live for almost 4 years, racked up a humble 7,000 gamer points over 20-odd titles. All of it was gone. For the 15G achievement I just unlocked. All my history of other achievements and other games have been completely wiped. The whole history. Mark went on to say that he called Xbox support, who informed him that they were aware of the issue because they were getting a lot of phone calls and emails about it. He says, no idea what caused it, but naturally, I'm gutted, and I'd imagine a lot of other people will be too. Later in the morning, Microsoft suggested that users simply try to sign out and then back into their accounts to fix the problem. This apparently did not solve the problem as they thought it would. A second update to the story said that those affected should delete and then recover their profiles. They are pointing those affected by this odd glitch to find out more about doing this by visiting support.xbox.com. So head over there and check that out if this is happening to you, and we are so sorry that this is happening to you. Microsoft,
I want to know,
come on.
Is it really a glitch, or did somebody get into their network again?
Yes. The other thing I'm wondering about is, you know, they've been hitting these whole cheaters and everything else really hard recently.
Mm-hmm.
Was this some kind of bug that spun off from something that they did trying to catch cheaters, ban cheaters, fix later?
You know,
like
that is very possible.
Mm-hmm. Because they came out with that whole, you know, cheater McCheaterson tag a while back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those, is this something y'all did trying to scorn cheaters and... In the pool of it, you ended up screwing everybody else, too.
If I log on and find out that all my points and titles are gone, I'm going to be angry because my account was hacked not too long ago. And then to have this happen, too, Snow is not going to be a happy camper.
Snow's not going to be happy. Snow's going to smash. Snow's going to stab.
Snow, smash.
That sounds so evil.
We have a caller. Hold on.
Uh-oh. We didn't do it.
Hi, boss lady.
I wanted to tell you, I'm going to cut all of you.
We didn't do anything. We've been good.
I've been listening. I heard it all. Put your clothes back on.
Yeah, that's how I know she wasn't listening.
Ah, ladies,
your clothes off today.
What do you mean today?
We may have been talking about sex and porn.
Yeah, maybe.
So what else is new? And I'm about to be crushed by a giant block of cement. It's a perfect day.
Don't be crushed by cement. That'd be bad.
Well, I wanted to let you guys know that, unfortunately, I did not get to readjust our time for this morning. So you guys got about 5 minutes, I think.
Oh, no.
Unless you can pop in there and change it real quick before you get too close. But knowing BT, it won't let you.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, so.
Yes, yeah, never mind. Y'all got 5 minutes.
Okay.
I wanted to mention also, people on Thursday night, yeah, like I'm calling in to plug Thursday night show. Thursday night, we'll be talking about some cheater McCheatersons who borrow content. And also, I want to remind you guys, we want to talk about the homeless hotspot thing. Did y'all talk about that this morning?
No.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. The homeless people hotspot. Oh, we got to talk about that Thursday. Mm-hmm, that's going to be good.
I saw that, but I did not read about it. So
We're gonna save all that juiciness for Thursday, because I already have been really trying to censor myself to not, you know...
Be raw in the morning?
Yeah, pretty much.
To Horace and Jay, get off my Twitters. And I'm out.
Y'all are in trouble. It's not me this time.
Totally wasn't us this time. Totally. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it in the first place.
Yeah, you did.
I'm a little girl. Nuh-uh. All right.
She's gone. Do I have time for one more?
Yeah, we got 5 minutes until we go.
All right, I'll do a quick one, and then I think that's it. But this is actually about an app, which does not look like it would be that good, but here we go. How do you get a multiplayer app about drawing pictures with a friend to be downloaded 20 million times?
Holy crap. How many penises have you drawn?
I know, right? And this is off Game Politics, by the way. Basically, they have no idea, but it seems like the company that makes Draw Something has no clue as to why the app is really popular either.
Because people like to draw penises. This is why.
And boobies.
And okay. Boobies.
OMG Pop's CEO Dan Porter told Business Insider that the app has racked up over 20 million downloads in only 5 weeks. What?
Wow.
It was released on February 1st. Porter also claims that over 1 billion pictures have been drawn in the game to date, and on Sunday, more than 3,000 were being sent out every second, and pretty much all of those minus two were penises. Just let me know.
Minus two were penises.
Minus two were penises. The rest were boobies. It might sound like OMG Pop used one of those shady marketing companies to achieve these numbers, but he claims that they haven't spent a single dollar on marketing the Pictionary-style game for iOS and Android devices. One thing that at least doubled the number of downloads is that the game requires two players to play. That's kind of shady. It's actually on sale for 99 cents, so if you want to go draw pictures with your friends, go to your app store, download it 99 cents, and there you go. You could draw penises all day.
Yay, because we love to draw some penises.
Yay, penises.
Dory's going to kill us.
We're in so much trouble.
Yes.
And I have the perfect song to end today's show. You can tune in tomorrow to catch Corey and Ginger doing the news, and then I won't be here because I'm going to be at work. But and then tune in tomorrow night to hear us raw, like, you know, worse than we were this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Worse.
Much worse. It'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome. All right, and so that's it. Peace out, guys. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't. Mm-hmm.
That'll show us.
Oh, yeah. Wicked little girls.
Wicked little girls, kiss the boys and make them cry. Raising double trouble every time we pass them by. So much to be. Wicked little girls, we're curved to get some crazy white. You better keep an eye on your balls till I come up tight. You're my one and only, only sophisticated, you only took me. You got to love living while you're living all your own love life. I'm the high temptress, I'm honey brown. I'm the baddest bitch that ever hit the town. Cornbread woman, yo ho, in a bottle, yeah. I'm gonna have a party with my body, do you wanna come? Well, alright. Wicked little girls, kiss the boys and make them cry. Raising double trouble every time we pass them by. So much as we wicked little girls, we're good to get some crazy white. You better keep an eye on your balls till I come up tight. Don't you play with those wicked little girls.